Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 8 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone, with insight on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here is your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's Outdoorsman Radio Show. My name is Scott Whatley, along with my partner, as always, Red Merrill. Red, good morning.
Morning, Scott. Good to be here.
I tell you, we're going to have to get right into our first segment because our first guest has got a limited time with us this morning. But our number is 303-331-7116. That's 303-331-7116. You want to give us a call and talk some hunting and fishing or guns and ammo or what's going on in Colorado with all the different things with the bills that got passed. I think several got passed last night, but going on to further voting. So certainly want to talk about that a little bit today. But our number, 303-331-7116. One of our great sponsors is Full Rut Archery. They're located out in Parker. And today in studio, we have Tim Herrera, which is an instructor and a member out there and a competitive shooter with archery. And he brought one of his special students in, Lauren Daniels. So, Lauren, good morning.
Good morning.
And, Red, I tell you, I'm impressed with this young lady out there.
Yes.
You're 12, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, and Lauren told us that she's actually in the 7th grade. When I was 12, I was in the 6th grade, just barely got there. And she actually got to skip ahead a year. And so she's done her homework and done her study and worked hard. Lauren, we want to talk to you about your membership out at Full Rut Archery, and how long have you been a member there?
Well, this is my second year shooting there, and it's been awesome because it's such a nice facility and the range is huge, so it's lots of fun to come out there and just see all the people and shoot.
And tell us this morning, how'd you got started in archery?
Well, when I was little, I had always thought that the movies and TV shows that had archery were awesome, and I really wanted to get involved with that. So my mom found a class at the local rec center, and I got started with that. And it was really fun, but it was kind of a laid-back class, and I didn't really go that far with it until they took us on a field trip to Full Rut. And there I met Tim, and he got me into competition. And since then, it's been a year. But I've grown so much in my archery that it's just been amazing, and I've enjoyed it so much.
Oh, well, that's good. And, you know, one of the reasons why we have to get to Lauren pretty quick this morning is she has to leave in about 15 minutes to go to archery practice. And, Lauren, tell us, what are you looking forward to in competing in the future days?
Well, my goal is to go to the Olympics because it's so much fun to shoot on a smaller competition scale that I can't imagine how much fun it would be to go that far.
Well, that's tremendous. I know that would be exciting. How often do you practice and how often do you go out to Full Rut?
Well, I go out to Full Rut about once or twice a week, but there are a couple other ranges that I've also gone to check out and shoot. So I'd say I practice about 2 times a week.
All right. What kind of bow do you use, and where do you like to shop for that kind of stuff?
Well, right now I'm using a Samick Polaris, or Polaris Samick, but I just got a new PSE X-Appeal, and so we're waiting on a string for it, but I have gotten all my stuff through Full Rut.
All right. If you'd like to call in and ask Lauren a question about her involvement in archery, our call-in number is 303-331-7116. And you can ask questions and ask how to get involved. And, Tim, I want to get to you for just a minute here. Tell us how you got involved out at Full Rut and archery in general.
Well, it actually all started out with my daughter. She went off to summer camp 1 year, and I used to do a lot of hunting, a lot of rifle hunting. And she wanted to go hunting along with me. And one day she just went to summer camp, came back, and said, "I want to try out archery." So yeah. The next thing you know, we just headed right on down to the archery range. I was excited to have my daughter shoot with me, not knowing what I was doing at the time. So we went down there and got up, set up with some bows and arrows, and it just kind of took off from there. We were going to a different club at the time, But just kind of when I was driving around 120 miles three or four times a week just to go practice. And then full rut had built up, luckily, kind of out by my house, and we'd just kind of taken off from that point. So we've done everything, every kind of national, international kind of shoot involved with that. So it's been a fun time. It's been a good growing experience for me and my daughter. So she's 21 now, and she's living life right now. That's what she's doing.
Absolutely. Lauren, let me get back to you on this question. How much involvement do your parents have with you and the support that they give you in archery?
Well, they have a lot of support with me because when I'm at home practicing my form, they have to help a lot because they always make sure that I'm doing everything right, and they're just kind of always there that they can take care of me and watch out for me, and they drive me places and pay for everything, and they're just really involved with it.
So instead of being a soccer mom, your mother's an archery mom.
Yep.
And hunters and fishers out there, you need to realize that the future of any sport is the youth, and you need to get your kids involved just as early as they're capable of being involved in whatever discipline, whatever sport that you're interested in or that they're interested in, and make it fun for your kids and devote the time to take them to the places that they need to go.
Tell you what, I'll give out Full Rudd Archery's number real quick. It's 303-840-9271. That's 303-840-9271. And it's very conveniently located in Parker. Okay. The first time you drive out there, I'm just going to be honest, it is. You will think it's a little bit. I'm telling you, once you drive out there, it's great. And the end result is very worth it. I have never seen a shooting place like this in the state of Colorado, and it is an excellent place. And Brian and all the guys out there are great guys, and they've got a cafe there with excellent food, and so you can drive out, do some shooting, and grab some lunch, and it's just a great place. Lauren, I would ask you a little bit before we went on air, but so when you very first got started and you told your friends you were going to archery practice and they were maybe going to goof off or piano practice and all, how did that go across to your friends when you started telling them, hey, I'm going to do archery?
Well, at first they were really curious about it, and they just wanted to know why on earth I was doing it and what I thought was fun about it. But then they started getting more interested in it, and I even have one friend named Megan Thompson, and she decided that she wanted to try it out, and so she came to Full Rut with me, and now she's shooting competitively with me, and she's on the team.
Well, I tell you, and Red hit a good point, parental support. So to Lauren's mom, I want to say thank you for doing that for her. And if you have any questions, like Red said, for Lauren or Tim, give us a call, 303-331-7116, 303-331-7116.
And Tim, tell us, what's your best advice for getting people started in archery, either a kid or an adult?
Well, I think that one of the first things that people need to realize when they come out to Full Rut, I'd really like to start people out on recurve bows with nothing on it, no bells, whistles, all that other stuff that you kind of see a lot of the hunters with. A lot of that actually comes down to everything that I coach, the kids, parents, everything comes down to form. I really don't care where the arrow goes as long as it goes down range and hits the big white bale down there. I could care less if it hits the target. But it all comes down to form, and I think that's a big a starting point for people to start shooting at. The main reason I like to do that is because it gets the people into the form, that gets their back tension starting to go in, they can get fitted to the bow so that when they decide they want to go with a compound or a recurve, they kind of already have their fit to it. If you try and start somebody off with a compound right off the bat, I'm not saying you can't do that, but the kid might not ever really get a full fit to it, might not get measured right. I've seen a lot of kids come in and try and pull back a lot more poundage, and they struggle with it, and that's no fun for the kid. In the meantime, the parent is back there trying to push them to pull back 35 pounds and they're 5 years old. Yeah. It just doesn't work out that well. So this way we can kind of get fitted stuff with a recurve, kind of get some good form down, and it's really light. They're able to do it, and it still gets the arrow down. And most importantly, everything that I coach on my Saturday mornings is have fun. That's have a big smile on your face when you let that arrow go. Anything other than a smile, you're trying to fight it too much, and it doesn't work out.
Sure.
You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill, and we're visiting with Tim Herrera from Full Rut Archery. And Tim's an instructor out there and a member out there, a competitive shooter, and one of his great students, Lauren Daniels. So if you have any questions for us, give us a call, 303-331-7116.
Now, Tim, and I know you don't claim to be an expert on the cost of all the stuff, but give us an estimate, if you can, about what it would cost for a kid to get started in archery.
Well, like I said, to get started, I would like to have them come out and rent the recurve bows and the arrows. And I'm thinking I don't really get involved with that piece, but I think it's like $12. If you came out and you did that for like a month or so, just to kind of get started with that, that would be good. I do know that Brian does have some of the youth bows that are made by big manufacturers, big archery manufacturers. And I think they're around $300 to kind of get the bow set up. And they do have kits that are involved with that, where they have the sights already, they have a quiver. And the arrows, when you get started out, there's no reason to go out and buy expensive arrows to get started with, just because you're probably going to break them the first time you shoot them. So, but I'm thinking around $300, $350 to kind of get a kid really started. But I would really want somebody to shoot a recurve bow to get started.
And that sounds like good advice. And Lauren, tell us right quick, how long does a practice session last for you?
Well, it honestly depends on the situation, but most of the time it's between 2 and 3 hours.
2 and 3 hours. About how many arrows do you shoot, you think, during that time?
Probably 30 or 300, like a 300 round. So.
Wow. All
right.
Takes a lot of discipline.
Yes, it does. I did actually just have a conversation. I was at the World Archery Festival in Vegas last week, and I did have a discussion with a world champion. His name is Rio Wild. He, on average, shoots 600 arrows a day.
Wow.
5 days a week. That's crazy.
Wow. Well, Lauren, thank you so much for making time in your schedule to come in with us this morning. We really appreciate it. I know you got to run, but thank you so much. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's Outdoorsman Radio Show on 1600 AM The Zone, and we'll be right back with more.
Call all my buddies, ask where you've been. Let's get together somewhere, 7 o'clock. Wanna pop a top, pop a top.
Wanna be my friend?
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Who are your great centers now? And most of the guys who are 7 feet tall, you know, Dirk Nowitzki or Kevin Garnett probably would have bulked up and been legitimate 7-footers in a different time, different era. Dirk shooting threes. KG's 18-footer, got a handle. Tim Duncan doesn't want to be a center. Where did all the great centers go?
Dan Patrick.
Weekday mornings at 7 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
Have you been looking for that one-of-a-kind knife? Well, I highly recommend you look at ML Seaman Knife. Pepper Seaman is the master craftsman of these very special custom knives. The handle materials used vary from burl woods from the U.S. to exotic woods from Africa, Southeast Asia, Central, and South America. Visit their website at mlseamanknives.com. That's mlseamanknives.com. Call 785-821-1659. That's 785-821-1659.
Now is the time to get your concealed carry permit. This is Joe Dedon with TAC 1 Consulting, the official CCW training provider for the Tanner Gun Shows. All of our instructors are law enforcement with firsthand knowledge on surviving violent encounters. Call now, 720-432-3229. That's 720-432-3229. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $15 off either our 3-hour or 6-hour classes. Call TAC 1 Consulting now for details. 720-432-3229 or visit our website tac1consulting.com. That's T-A-C-O-N-E consulting.com.
What's the most common problem for golfers? It's the slice. If you want to get rid of your slice, you need No Slice. No Slice was tested by Golf Laboratories, a facility that conducts robotic testing for the golf industry, and the results were amazing. No Slice will eliminate your slice and increase your distance, guaranteed, or your money back. Simply apply No Slice to your golf club for longer, straighter shots and no more lost golf balls. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to noslicegolf.com. That's noslicegolf.com.
At Iron Forge Trailers in Sedalia, you will find a full lineup of trailers. From ATV trailers to cargo trailers to dump trailers, Iron Forge is the place to go for all your trailer needs. Iron Forge is also an excellent resource if you need to rent a trailer. Full service trailer repair shop and welding services are also available. Located at 7144 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call 720-312-7095. That's 720-312-7095. Or visit their website at ironforgetrailers.com. Iron Forge Trailers is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club offers LaPorte Archery Bow Trap Shooting, state-of-the-art techno hunt, and an indoor and outdoor 3D range. They also have an indoor target range up to 30 yards and a full-service on-site bow shop. Full Rut Archery also offers antelope and deer hunting on 15,000 acres in Elbert County. Drop by and check it out and have lunch at the Broadhead Cafe. Lessons are also available, and $20 will buy you your annual membership. Call 303-840-9271 or visit their website at fullrutarchery.com. If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergalleryllc.com. Hey, basketball fans, don't miss Ty Lawson and your Denver Nuggets as they take on Kevin Garnett and the Boston Celtics this Tuesday at 7 p.m. at Pepsi Center. Great seats are still available at nuggets.com or by calling 303-53-HORSE.
There's a long stretch of road out in front of me tonight. I'm burning midnight oil, but I'm still running.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill, and we've been visiting with Tim Herrera, a member out at Full Rut Archery and an instructor. Our number is 303-331-7116. And give us a call. We'd love to talk to you this morning. We want to get to the phones, and Sam, I apologize. Thank you for hanging through the break with us there. Sam Cluck is with Ducks Unlimited. My mind went blank there. Ducks Unlimited, which is happens sometimes. Ducks Unlimited. So, Sam, thank you.
Hi, good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. So, you know, for maybe some people that aren't familiar with Ducks Unlimited, tell us just a little bit about the organization and your position there and maybe how you even got involved with it.
Well, it's an all-volunteer army, if you will, locally. And what we're on the planet for is not only to enjoy other sportsmen and outdoorsmen, but we're also here to conserve acreage for wetlands and habitation and water conservation so the ducks will have a place to come through as they migrate north and south.
Okay, great, great. Now, you guys got an event coming up, and I know we can't push it too much because I think you're full for this one. But
we got lucky this year. We actually sold out for our event 2 weeks early, which is a first for us, but we've got lots of other local events coming up where people can come out and actually join the committees and volunteer and act in a philanthropic manner and give back to the community that they love.
Right. Now, if someone wants to become, I'm a member, but tell our listeners how they can become a member and what the benefits are.
Well, some of the benefits are you get to meet some incredible like-minded people, and you get to do some wonderful waterfowling here in Colorado. We happen to have some great friends that in northeastern Colorado on the Platte have some fun flyway access, and we're able to go out some duck and goose hunting and tell a lot of stories and educate our youth and spend time with our family. I'm fortunate enough that my wife and son also hunt, as well as my father, so we've been able to bridge the generation gap and include that family transition all the way through the generations, and we spend time out there together.
That's excellent. Now, what's some contact information if someone wants to learn more about Ducks Unlimited?
The best way is to get on the web and go to ducks, ducks.org, and that is the national website to Ducks Unlimited. That also has all of the local contact information, all of the area chairs, which my wife and I co-chair. There's 50 different chairs in Colorado, and we're kind of overseen by a regional director, which is a very limited paid position here for the RDs, and they oversee the area chairs. And at that point, any one of the area chairs would be happy to have you join a committee and join in the conservation.
Okay, Sam, this is Red Merrill, and tell us a little bit about what the main emphasis of Ducks Unlimited is.
It's all about conservation and saving acreage for the ducks to migrate and be able to basically have babies and perpetrate that life cycle. So they'll go up into the prairie potholes of Canada and Saskatchewan and Calgary, near Calgary and Alberta, and they'll give birth, and the next cycle of life will come on down. Some of it's in North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and at that point they can give birth. And what we're trying to do is make sure that we conserve what would be some cropland, and keep it wetland so they'll have a place to give birth and then migrate on down.
Okay, Sam, and again, thanks for calling in. We just got another minute here, but tell us just about what at these banquets and some of the things you have, what can people expect when they come to one of these?
It's a lot of it is you got live and silent auction items. You've got some great firearms, nostalgic firearms, and you can donate. You can actually get donated hunts, goose hunts, turkey hunts, deer hunts, or there's a lot of things for the ladies too. A lot of spa packages, wine baskets, and my wife happens to hunt, so there's an outfitter in Colorado that's donating an all woman's hunt, which is fantastic for the lady that might feel a little intimidated to hunt around the guys, and that's a great thing too. So that's what you can expect at a banquet, along with great food and good camaraderie.
Okay. Well, Sam, thanks so much for calling in, and Red, and I'll see you here shortly at that banquet there. I forgot the date of it offhand, but we'll see you. Thanks, and we appreciate
it. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
That was Sam Gluck with Ducks Unlimited. Okay, we're getting back to Tim real quick. Red, first of all, you got some information on Full Rudd Archery there. Tell them just a little bit about it.
Yes, the annual membership is only $20. I mean, that's a tremendous low price for what you get out there to be involved, and the fact that they've got the indoor shooting and the outdoor shooting. For the indoor range, it's $7 per day, and the outdoor 3D range is only $15. They have a techno hunt, which is $15 per session, which lasts 30 to 45 minutes. You get free shooting on your birthday, and they also do some hunting things. They have 15,000 acres available throughout Elbert County for antelope and deer hunting. And they're open on Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 9 p.m., Saturdays from 10 to 6, and Sundays noon to 5. And we still have Tim Herrera here in the studio with us. And Tim, tell us a little bit about how you got involved at Full Rudd and with this JOAD program.
Well, like I said, I had got involved with my daughter quite a long time ago, and when Full Rudd had moved out or built their place close to our house, I when I walked in the door, I just thought, wow, this is the place for me, because one, it's close, but they did such a wonderful job getting in, setting things up, and just making it look really beautiful on the inside. And then I decided to kind of get started with coaching, because I felt like I wanted to give back to the community where I came from. A lot of the coaches, and that's kind of how I'm modeling it right now. And I had that opportunity because they were brand new and open. So I'd gone in and opened up the JOAD program. It stands for Junior Olympic Archery Development. What's different from my JOAD from everybody else's is the I really try and incorporate the adults into the shooting. I want the parents to shoot right along the side of the kids. I think that's extremely important. And a lot of that is just because I went through that with my own daughter, and I thought that built up a relationship with her and I, built up a strong bond, basically because neither one of us actually knew what was going on. So we actually got to learn together, and that was kind of a big thing. It put us both on the equal playing field. So typically with the junior archery stuff, it's all for the kids, but and trust me, I love to have kids in there. I have several coaches that actually help me out on Saturday mornings to get that through. But to see that parent and kid work together and they have that goal to achieve together is the most important to me, to see both of those hand in hand instead of just having the parent in the background sitting and pointing at different things. So,
you know, it seems to be, I mean, boy, meeting Lauren, it seemed to be not intimidating to her, but sometimes I imagine with adults and they see other adults in there, they probably aren't real anxious about getting up there, seeing if they're going to embarrass them. You know, no one wants to embarrass themselves or whatever. But how can you maybe even get adults over that intimidation, you know?
Well, what I try and do is I try and make it fun for the kids. And with the bows that we actually have, you're able to pull those back. So we'll fit that adult with a bow that they can pull back and they can start to just let one fly down the range. And once I get them in there and I get that, once they let that arrow go for the first time, you can just see that smile, and then it just becomes an addiction at that point. They kind of do that. So I try and encourage them to step up, and it actually does help out when I have other adults or other parents that are participating in the class, because that kind of pushes them a little bit more to join in the class a little bit more.
Sure, some good peer pressure there.
Right.
I know personally that it's difficult for some parents. It was very difficult for my dad to coach me in anything because he was so critical. And I know the importance of having a good non-parent coach to show you what to do and to encourage you. And parents out there with children who want to get involved, let me encourage you, try to make it fun for your kids. Don't be critical. They got to learn how to enjoy it and fall in love with it. And a good coach like Tim and others out at Full Rut Archery are extremely important in the learning process and the enjoyment of the sport.
And you could just see with Lauren and her mom the relationship there. I mean, sure. You know, and because of the support that she's getting from her parents. And so, again, that's an excellent, excellent relationship. Full Rut, their number, 303-840-9271. Again, you've got to go out there and just take a look at this place. Have some lunch at the Broadhead Cafe. Again, their number, 303-840-9271. Well, Tim, thanks so much, and hang with us here for a little bit more, and maybe we can get into a few more things.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Wadley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Our number is 303-331-7116. Check out our website at sportsmanofcolorado.com. We've got an Ask the Expert box there, sponsored by Sitka Gear. And if we use your question on air, we will send you a $25 Bass Pro gift card. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of Sportsman of Colorado on 1600 AM The Zone.
Is what we call prime time, featuring Pat O'Brien with Steve Hartman.
I think Kobe did deliver a message to Dwight Howard. If you're going to be the guy that we hand the baton off to for the Lakers, that has to be your mentality, that anything less than a championship is a failure.
It's getting ugly out there. You watching him? The stares back and forth.
Fox Sports Primetime.
Everybody wants
Pat O'Brien with Steve Hartman.
Weekdays 1 until 5 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck. A complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection. All for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife was created in 2011 by the merger of Colorado State Parks and the Colorado Division of Wildlife. Colorado Parks and Wildlife are the leaders in conservation, outdoor recreation, and wildlife management. Parks and Wildlife employees and their partners work together to provide ongoing and outstanding customer service through recreational programs, amenities, and services. For more information, visit the website at wildlife.state.co.us. That's wildlife.state.co.us.
Are you wasting most of your hunting time driving to a place to hunt? Just 20 miles east of Denver is Colorado's premier sporting club. This is Scott Watley to tell you more about my favorite place to hunt, Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Whether you are brushing up on your shooting skills on the professionally designed sporting clay course, or you're ready to hunt some game birds, Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has activities for the whole family. Archery range, game birds, dove hunting, and dog training await you at Kiowa Creek. Take time to relax after your hunt in their beautiful and spacious clubhouse. Call 303-644-4627 for your Sportsman of Colorado new member special. With your one-year membership purchase, receive 150 sporting clays absolutely free when you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627 or visit their website at kiowacreek.com. So go visit Kiowa Creek Sporting Club, just 20 miles east of Denver. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Hi, I'm bankruptcy attorney Benjamin Yablon, author of The Bankruptcy Guide. If you're overwhelmed by debt, you need to call me today. My direct line is 303-562-3167. Come in today for a free consultation, and your copy of The Bankruptcy Guide is free as well. Once again, 303-562-3167, or visit my website at yablonlaw.com. That's Y-A-B as in boy, L-O-N as in Nick, and the word law.com. I'm attorney Benjamin Yablon.
For 36 years, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been family-owned and operated. The Chevy Silverado, longest-lasting, best gas mileage, best resale of any truck you can buy. Buy any new or used vehicle and receive a $200 gas card. Lynn Lyle has a full-service department body shop with super competitive prices. Call 303-344-3100. That's 303-344-3100. Or visit their website at lynnlyle.com. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Running a small business today certainly has its tax challenges. Hi, this is Scott Watley to tell you about Sherry Christian with the SC Tax Group. Having the right CPA that you can trust can literally mean the difference between success and failure. A certified public accountant is a valuable tool for any upcoming and ongoing business, large or small. Put your mind at ease with SC Tax Group. Accurate, efficient, professional tax preparation. SC Tax Group. Call 303-753-8200. That's 303-753-8200.
Need a dumpster quickly? Call Roll Off Remedies. As a local broker, they bring the best rates to your doorstep and save you valuable time and expense. No delivery charge, no fuel surcharges, no pickup charge, no disappointment. 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will receive a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553 or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roloff Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill, and we've been visiting with Tim Herrera. Tim is an instructor out at Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club, and had one of his students in, Lauren Daniels, a 12-year-old young lady that has just done really well in shooting, and we certainly thank them for being with us today. I want to get right to the phones. Jim Hamilton. Jim is with the 4-H here in Colorado, and we met a couple of months ago, actually, and been trying to work out a time with his schedule to get on the show. And so, Jim, thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Scott.
So, Jim, tell us just a little bit about, 4-H and how you got involved.
Well, I've been involved with the 4-H shooting sports program for a little over 28 years now. And I got involved originally from a kid, which if you get into a 4-H shooting sports program, you find it's not that uncommon for parents who want to be with their youngsters and help them out with projects and whatnot to be involved because the kids are involved. And I stayed as a volunteer with the program up until 2004. At that time, I retired from the USDA, and I went to work as the program coordinator for Colorado State University for this state, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Well, that's great. You know, until recently when you and I met, be very honest, I didn't know 4-H had a shooting sports program. And to me, 4-H was mainly a rural program, you know, centered on livestock and horses. So what's changed with 4-H?
Well, 4-H, a lot of people have that concept about 4-H. They think it's just for the rural kids, and we only have projects for them. But the reality is we've got, in 4-H, you can do anything from rocketry to computer science, cooking, whatever your interest is. We've got a 4-H project area for it. The shooting sports program began here in Colorado in about the early 80s, and it's something that, you know, a lot of people are interested in shooting, kids especially. For a lot of kids, especially whenever you get out of the rural areas, a gun, a firearm, or archery, something is a real mystery. And so the shooting sports program has really set in. We use the shooting sports program as a hook to get the kids involved in the youth development program. And that's what 4-H is about. It's a youth development program, and all these different project areas are areas of interest for the youngsters so that they can pick up something, and then they go about, we teach them life skills. It doesn't matter what project area you're in. We're after championship kids, not necessarily championship shooters or steer groomers or cake decorators, just championship kids. And that's the focus of 4-H. And the shooting sports is just a natural to lead in to get kids interested in this type of program.
You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado, and we're visiting with Jim Hamilton with 4-H. And Jim, Red has some questions for you, but before we get to that, just when you say shooting sports, tell us all the different types of guns or pistol, whatever that you do in the shooting sport category.
Well, we're kind of limited in what we can shoot. We can only shoot rifle, shotgun, archery, muzzleloading, air rifle, air pistol. And we might even occasionally, in some of our special events, let them shoot a black powder cannon or something.
I may have to come for that. Yeah,
any of those things would be fun to do. Jim, tell me, my wife grew up being in 4-H down in Texas, and tell us what the 4-H's stand for.
Well, the 4-H's is head, heart, hands, and help, and this helps bring to the kids that this is what we are about. We keep our head for clearer thinking, our hands for greater use to our community. And these are those 4-H's epitomize what, you know, I said youth development, and that's where we go back to. It's kind of interesting, whenever the 4-H's was first developed, it was going to be head, heart, hands, and hustle.
That's interesting.
And someone decided, well, no, maybe help will work better than hustle.
Okay, Jim, you know, you talked about it being a youth program, and some of the and that they learn life skills. What are some of the life skills that they can learn?
Well, the life skills, and you know, are those simple things that it takes to be a citizen. Okay, we're talking about the responsibilities. We're talking about focus. We're talking about organizational skills, the ability to deal with other people, how to accept disappointment, and how to, you know, focus on bettering yourself. These are the kind of life skills that kids need, and that responsibility is one that just leaps up there, because whenever a youngster takes on a project, they are responsible for completion of that project and the different aspects that are involved in it. And so we make learning all these big words and important things fun.
And that's fantastic, Jim. How old does a kid have to be to get started in 4-H?
Well, we start out 4-H, believe it or not, at 5 years old.
Wow,
now,
that's awesome.
That's our clover bud program. Now, they're not, and the clover buds, 5 to 8, those are activity programs. Those those are activities that the kids get involved in and start developing their communication skills and working with others. Once they get to be 8 years old, then they can enroll in the project areas, and that is from 8 to 19, literally, for the other age groups. And those are split into 2 or 3 different age groups, depending upon, you know, the project, We have juniors with seniors. Some projects, we have juniors, intermediates, and seniors.
You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We're visiting with Jim Hamilton with the 4-H program here in Colorado. Our number is 303-331-7116. If you have any questions for Jim or would like to ask him some things about the 4-H, please give us a call. 303-331-7116.
Right, Jim, tell us, who does a parent or a kid contact in order to get involved in 4-H?
Well, I tell everyone the first thing you do is go to our 4-H Shooting Sports website, and it's co4hshooting.org. Go to that website, look around a little bit, you'll see a button on there for to get involved, and you follow that thread, it'll take you to your county. Click on that. That'll send you, give you the contact information for the extension service in the county in which you live. Now, if folks happen to know where their county extension office is, just go down there, sign up for 4-H.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the program. How widespread is the program?
Well, we have the 4-H Shooting Sports Program in every county. I say every county. I believe it's 64 counties. There are some counties that don't have a program area, but they work with adjoining counties, and that's, you know, from Cortez to Julesburg, from Springfield to Dinosaur. We've got programs.
Well, I know that it's widespread. Just about every state that I'm aware of has 4-H programs, and it's a tremendous program. My wife, like I said, grew up doing 4-H, and of course she was involved in the animals aspect of it and horse showing and things. But I live in Douglas County, and we've got a 4-H program on operating on some land that I own there, and we have a shooting range that we built on our land, and we've had the 4-Hers come out and shoot shotguns, and also do some archery. And how do you keep a program that's this widespread going?
Well, it's for folks just like you. we have a volunteer. Volunteers are the heart and soul of 4-H Shooting Sports Program. We have a state training team. Well, let me back up. In order to be a 4-H Shooting Sports leader, an individual has to have a state certified level training, and we provide that training through our workshops each year, and we'll train over 200 to 250. Local instructors every year to put into for the program. And as long as we keep those volunteers out there with the excitement working with the youngsters, that's how we're going to keep that program running. And at our workshops, every instructor gets the same training. I don't care if they're taking a workshop in Burlington or if they're over in Fruta. Those classes that the individuals take to become 4-H leaders are the same.
Jim, can you hold with us through this break?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Okay, hold with us through this break, and we got a couple more questions we'd like to complete with you. Reminder, Tanner Gun Show today. Several of our sponsors are out there: High Plains Safe, Ammo Can, Alpine Armory, TAC One Consulting, and our buddies at Bushman's Quiver, a South African group there. Hunter Roop is the gentleman there at that booth, and you can stop in and see him. So head out to the Tanner Gun Show today. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Our number, 303-331-7116, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Sports Radio 1600 The Zone welcomes the Eric Casilla Show.
You know who covers baseball largely? It's all white guys who kept scorebooks and stats as kids. And they're morally offended that these guys are taking down hallowed records, because baseball's a records and a numbers game. Now that you told me, if you can make it clean, I'd like that, but I think it'd be very comfortable most people that don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ruin it for me. I'd rather not know.
I want to eat at my favorite restaurant. I don't want to tour the kitchen.
It's the Eric Casilla Show, weekdays at 5 on Denver Sports Radio 1600 The Zone.
Are you paying for broken windows after every round of golf? Are you always yelling four to the fairway next to yours? Are you searching in the woods hole after hole? Do you continue to lose every ball in your bag? Do you turn a four-hour round into 5.5 hours? If you're that guy, or you invited that guy to play with you, you need No Slice. Just put No Slice on your golf club and it will eliminate your slice, guaranteed, or your money back. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to noslicegolf.com. That's noslicegolf.com.
Have you been accused of a DUI? Don't understand the forms you've been served? I'm here to help. My name is Kevin Flesh, and my law firm is in the business of defending you, both at the DMV process and the criminal court. We're going to try to keep your license and keep you out of jail. If you don't know what to do next, call me today, 303-884-1037. Again, that number is 303-884-1037. We provide free consultations and answer all of your questions. Remember, you have only 7 days after you're arrested to perfect your right to a hearing with the DMV. Don't give up that right. Don't go it alone. Call me today, 303-884-1037. Or visit my website, criminallawfleshlaw, that's F-L-E-S-C-H, law.com.
When it comes to taxidermy, I can assure you that all taxidermists are not created equal. Preserve your hunting memories for generations to come with Hunter T's Taxidermy. Owner Keith Kaufman uses the finest products, the most trusted techniques, and real-life experiences to create your custom work of art. Every mount is individually crafted to bring out the best in your trophy. Call Hunter T's at 303-973-3098. That's 303-973-3098. Or visit their website at HunterT'sTaxidermy.com.
No job too big or too small. Whether you have a minor plumbing or HVAC repair or want to replace an entire heating or plumbing system, Lakewood Plumbing has an economical solution. As an official company of Haystack Help, Lakewood Plumbing will assure your 100% satisfaction. Call today for your free in-home estimate, 303-233-7007. That's 303-233-7007. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will also receive $25 off your first service call.
Safety is crucial in our lives today. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. Get the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes, from long gun to smaller personal safes. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainsafe.com. Nothing protects like a cannon. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past nine.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Good morning to you. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill, and we're visiting with Jim Hamilton with the 4-H Group. And before we get back to Jim, just want to tell you about one of our sponsors and a great friend of mine, John Bozen. And I want you to do business with our sponsors, but they're some of our sponsors, to be quite honest, I hope you never need, and this would be one, but life happens and accidents happen. So if you or a loved one has been injured by the negligence of another person or company, contact John Bozen for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. They cover auto accidents, construction defects, ski accident, workers' comp, a myriad of things under that personal injury umbrella, so to speak. So their number is 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. And like I say, John's a friend of mine, and I've known of his work for years, and have sent several clients there to his law firm, which is Irwin and Bozen. And they're located over in the Cherry Creek area. So, again, their number 303-999-9999 for Irwin and Bozen, and give them a call. And again, reminder, as I mentioned before the break, the Tanner Gun Show, and stop by our sponsors out there and tell them thank you for sponsoring Sportsman of Colorado. You got High Plains Safe and Ammo Can, Alpine Armory, TAC One Consulting, and Bushman's Quiver. All will be out there today. So, Jim, thank you so much for hanging through the break with us. Jim, I want to ask you one more question. I think Red had one last one for you as well. But what are you really seeing in youth today, as they come out, and especially the kids that are coming out for the first time? What are you really seeing in our youth today? I think a lot of people are, focus on the negative things. And I tell you, I see, after seeing Lauren in here, a young lady, and I don't know if you were able to hear that interview, but a young lady named Lauren Daniels, 12 years old, competitive shooter with archery, and, you know, just a beautiful young lady, loves it and really passionate about it. But what are you seeing in young people today?
Well, I tell you what, I see the same thing on the news that you guys do. And you're right, it's negative whenever it comes to kids and farms and whatnot. And overall, I go to a 4-H club workshop, I go to our state shoot or whatever, and I see hundreds of kids out there, and I can safely say the world will be in good hands, because these are great youngsters. They're learning the skills they need to be leaders in the future. And that's what our 4-H is about. We're, you know, with our kids. And I was listening to your commercial there about the lawsuits and whatnot, and I've had people ask me, well, you know, kids and guns, aren't guns dangerous with kids? Well, you know, our 4-H shooting sports program is one of the largest project areas in the state in 4-H, and overall we're one of the largest youth shooting programs in the state. And through all that, our insurance company insures the 4-H shooting sports program at the same rate that they do any of the other 4-H programs. And we have had zero accidents in the last 25 years here in Colorado.
Wow, that's a great record.
And we've got over 4,000 kids involved in here in Colorado, and you know, during the year, right at 4,000. And do you see those kind of kids? They come out, they're very conscientious about safety, and if you want to really take a scolding, go to one of our shoots, one of our practices or whatnot, and do something that is unsafe. Those youngsters will tell you about it. Because that's what, you know, with safety first, second, and last, whenever you're dealing with firearms, archery equipment, or whatever. But I see that the future is very bright, because these kids tackle stuff and just go for it. They don't know they've got any limits.
All right, Jim, tell me, you know, when kids get involved in 4-H, what kind of a time involvement and commitment do they, or can you expect to have?
Well, within 4-H, it's going to vary from club to club, and each county has their own requirements for timelines involved. But basically, the youngsters will be involved in meetings at least once a month during the school year, and then once the school is out, they may have a practice once a week or more. Of course, they can practice on their own, but I'm talking about an organized event where they come to the club and the leaders work with them like that. They will be required to complete their project, do what we call a project board. And that is a board that, you know, like the science fair boards. Okay, they take something from their 4-H project, put it on that board, and then they're expected to sit in front of a judge and tell them what this means and how it affects whatever venue they're dealing with. They also do demonstrations, which means, yep, we expect them to get up in front of folks and speak. So those are the sort of things, and then those that they qualify at a county shoot, and then they can go into the state shoot, and if they're on the tops in the state shoot, we'll send them on to the National Invitational shoot. This year it's in Grand Isle, Nebraska. So whatever time they want to put in, it can be daunting. I have had kids to have to make a choice between 4-H and some of the other things they get involved in during the summer, and it's amazing how many of them think that, well, you know, 4-H is more important than playing soccer this year, because I'm going to be doing this from now on. Soccer, I won't play very long. So,
well, that's awesome.
That's my view on it.
Right. Again, your website is co4hshooting.org. And by the way, you know, the Colorado 4-H Shooting Sports Program is a 501c3 organization, so every dollar in contributions or in-kind donations are tax-deductible to you or your business. And if you want to know more about that, you can email me through my website, and I can get you hooked up with Jim, just scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com. And you can also go to their website and do some online contributions. So, Jim, thank you so much. And I'm telling you, I'd love to make this a monthly deal with you. I believe your organization is awesome. And just thank you for all that you've done. And we appreciate you taking your time today to be with us.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity very much, Scott. We'll be hollering at you.
Okay, sir. Well, I appreciate it.
And, all right. And I think I've put a face on red.
Oh, have you? Okay.
I think so.
Well, hopefully you have, because the one he's got isn't too good.
This one's pretty good. This is not exactly Errol Flynn, but it's close enough.
Yeah. Hey, now, y'all be careful about talking about me. I know I'm good looking because my son, when we started this program, told me that I had a face for radio.
Yeah. So. You know, that shows how smart your youngster is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, Jim. Well, thanks again, and we'll be in touch, my friend.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Again, you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. And Tim Herrera has been kind enough to hang with us here through a couple of other interviews. And so, Tim, getting back to full rut archery and the whole archery concept, you know, I've walked in a lot of shops and just seen tons of bows, and it's like, man, how do you know which one fits you? What is the process for fitting someone with the right bow?
Right. Well, that's kind of where having some of the specialty, somebody who's been around for a long time, somebody like Brian or Rod, myself or Jeff, who've all been there at Full Rut, because there's a whole mess of different bows out there. You have Hoyt, Matthews, PSE, just to name just a few. You have Mission. What it really comes down to is the reason why they carry that many is because they're good, high-quality bows. But ultimately, it comes down to the shooter and how it fits. A lot of the times, you might have a family member who shoots. This was kind of I have to back up. This is kind of a big thing between my daughter and myself. I had always shot Hoyt myself, and she'd always been a Mission or a Matthews girl, so we'd always kind of go back and forth. It's just kind of like having that truck rivalry, I guess.
Right.
Anyway, it really all just comes down to how does that handle feel in your hand when you're gripping it. I can't tell you what you're going to shoot, and you can't tell me what I'm going to shoot, just because it might feel different in your hand. How that bow releases when you release the string and how that arrow flies, that's the biggest point. Once you get that good fit and how it feels in your hand, that's the biggest point. And all I can say is, if you're in the market to buy a new bow, you really just got to try multiple of them out. Don't just go to the cheapest one there and expect to have that be the best, because it's going to be something that's going to last you quite a long time.
Red, you had a couple of events happening we want to make sure we get to before we close out today.
Yes, the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Insider is sponsoring a couple of events, and you can check those events out at their website, wildlife.dowinfo@state.co.us. And a couple of those events is Jack's Fort Collins on March 5th, and the Bar Lake State Park hosts the President's Day activities, and that's on February the 18th at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can go to their website and get information. Again, that website is wildlife.dowinfo@state.co.us.
And we are going to have Colorado Parks and Wildlife with us on March the 2nd. So if you have any questions for them, please email us, just scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com, or ask the expert box. You can do that through our website at sportsmanofcolorado.com. Well, Tim, man, thank you so much for coming in today.
And thanks for having me.
We'd love to get you back and get some more of your students like Lauren. And
I'd love to.
And thank you for what you're doing and, you know, volunteering your time for them, because that's a great thing.
Thanks.
Full Rut Archery's number again is 303-840-9271. I want to thank our guests, Tim Herrera, Lauren Daniels, Jim Hamilton, and Sam Gluck with Ducks Unlimited. Thank you for joining us for Sportsman of Colorado. Always check out our website, sportsmancolorado.com. Send us your bragging photos. And again, we will be back next Saturday at 8 a.m. on 1600 a.m. The Zone. So thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. Head out to the Tanner Gun Show.
New paint, you can still see.